Hello, hello, hello. This is Omani Harrell, PEP, People in Power Purpose Podcast. Well, hello, guys. Yes, it is another year. It is Christmas Day. Yes, 2020. A lot of us have been in true self-reflection. And in this new season, as we embark on 2021, go through the transition of our revelations, hopefully, and our self-reflection, it is time now to do the work. Yes, we have been stationary for quite some time. We have been in a place of hopefully peace and restoration, whether we have been transition of losing our jobs and going into another career, transitioning into a whole lot of other things. But in this season, this new season, this season of giving, this season of love, this season of reconciliation with God, this new season of reconciliation with yourself, it is time now to look at everything, not just your family, your finances, but your health as well, your mindset, the way of you see things, as we call perspective, and also to be prepared for the next move of God. That being said, I'm going to actually be doing, God has put on my spirit and heart to really push and help those that are in process to truly understand what finances and investment and investing in yourself really means. It's going to be a far part series. I've never done this before, so this is new for me, where we will look at entrepreneurship the biblical way. Again, entrepreneurship the biblical way. If we really look at what the Bible truly tells us about prosperity, we have a lot of preachers out here right now to talk about prosperity and all that other stuff, but have they really broken down what it means to have a foundation of wealth? No, they really haven't. They really have not. That's why there was silence there. They really have not taken the time out to truly figure out what it is and how to do this thing. They have figured it out, or they have paid people to figure it out. But God has truly blessed us to understand that it is a process, number one, and two, it is a need. He says the love of money is the root of all evil. Money opens up opportunity. The love of it, the spirit of Mammon, look that up. Mammon, M-A-M-O-N, Mammon, right? That is the issue that we all deal with, most of us. The wealthy is different than the rich. I don't want to be rich. I want to be wealthy. And that is a issue that most of us want, right? But it is really what we are promised. We're promised to be wealthy. But a lot of us, when you know, you hear these preachers and motivational speakers and all these other people teach you, well, tell you these things, they don't teach you. Susie Orsman, I think that's who she is. She talks about finances, and she's been around for quite some time, and she talks about, you know, savings and this, and that. But no one truly sits you down one-on-one, personally, to have an understanding of how this works biblically. And that's frustrating to a lot of us. I remember one particular conversation I was having with one of my girlfriends, and she was telling me, she said, "You know what, Monty, you're so right. This is crazy because, you know, I remember when my kids were younger, they, you know, my pastor, I went to my pastor and I told him that I had a certain amount of money. My gas, I think her gas or her electric was about to be turned off. And she asked her pastor, what should she do? She had enough for either tithe or either her gas or her electric bill. And nothing against this pastor, because we don't really know what he was taught and how he had an understanding of what, of who and what God really is in our lives personally. But he told her to tithe, God will provide. For me, that's a problem, because faith without works is dead. So that being said, if I have the faith and I have children, I'm a single parent, and you gave me the choice between tithing to a church that's already sufficient, that's doing fine, but my house is not in order, and you tell me to tithe, God will provide, I'm going to walk in wisdom, and I'm going to take your information, and I'm going to put it in the trash can, and I'm going to go ahead and pay my bill. I'm sorry. It is what it is. I'm not listening to anybody's doctrine anymore. And that blew me away. It hurt my feelings, because I'm like, wow, we have these leaders out here misdirecting the men and women of God that are truly have a heart for Jesus, but don't have guidance as to what they're really doing. And it's kind of disheartening, because we sit here trying to truly have a one-on-one conversation with God and truly trying to get in relationship with Christ, but you don't know how to shift your mind from poverty to wealth. And it is a true shift. On this first series, set of the series, because this is really the introduction of the series, entrepreneurship is in all of us. There are leaders in all of us. There are levels of leadership, and there are levels of fellowship or support or service. We all are servants of Christ, right? So we're all servants of Christ. We need to look at a template, right? And the template is supposed to be the Holy Word of God, right? The Bible, correct? If I'm wrong, give me, you know, put your messages out there. Let me know. Reply back. But to me, it seems as if everyone has this perception that, you know, if I look a certain way, if I have Louis Vuitton, you know, Christian Dior, you know, a little bit of Ralph Lauren for, you know, women 50 and up. if I have Alex and Annie bangles on my arm, or if I wear Michelle watches and Rolexes, I have made it. That is a facsimile, and it's a perception that is not true. If we go back biblically, and again, this is the beginning of the five-part series. If we look at the apostles, each and every one of them had a career and was wealthy men and women of God. They were wealthy. And a lot of people are like, huh? Yeah. When Jesus told Paul, I will make you fishers of men. He wasn't saying that you don't know what you're doing and this and that. He was telling him, this man that had a conglomerate fishery, because that's what he had. He was a fisherman, right? He wasn't just some lowly fisherman. He had money. He had a company. He was right there at the ports. Come on. We look at that and we don't understand that each and every one of them had a wealthy, I mean, at least making six figures back in the day. Matthew was a tax collector. Come on, if he was a tax collector, then you know he was living large and in charge. Yeah, we talk about Judas being the traitor, but Judas was the accountant. He was the CNA. Come on, y'all. Let's get this right. He had his own accounting firm. Get out. Y'all don't see bigger than that, do you? Y'all just see that they were supposedly lowly people. They had money. They did not have God. They did not have a relationship with Abba Father. But when Jesus came on the earth and did what he had to do, he brought them not just their financial prosperity. He brought them to relationship prosperity. Taught them what it was to be divinely wealthy. That's what I want to be. And that's what I'm striving to be. Now, we talk about all these encouraging words, the word prosperity, the word wealth, and all these great things. But no one has sat down, took time and patience to shift and help you in your process of mindset change. Because it is a mindset change. We have to change our mindset from the poverty mindset into the wealth mindset. And the only way that you can do that, there's many types of times and issues, and there's the mitigating circumstances health-wise. Don't you know your health wraps around how much money you make? I know that sounds crazy, but the more stress you have financially, the more your body actually receives that and takes on that stress. You can have heart problems just by stressing over money. You can have anxiety just by being stressed about paying bills. Now, I'm not going to say this thing is an overnight thing, because it's not. It really isn't. Because we have dealt with this for over some time now. We have been, you know, we've had issues with how this thing truly goes, and most of us don't know really how to get it. I'm going to give you a little tidbit, and then I'm going to get off today, because it is Christmas Day, and I know a lot of y'all are not even thinking about this. Y'all just happy to be around your family. But this is the next level, and we have to think forward. We have to have forward thinking. We have to shift our minds to be able to receive what it is that God is trying to do through us. And that's where this teaching will be. I will prepare you for this to have. Usually, I just have a conversation with you guys. I'm that sister that comes in and just says, I ask those questions to make you think. But this series, I implore you, and I challenge you guys to get a piece of paper. No, better yet, get a book, a journal, empty pages, and a good pen, and write down some information, because it will always, I always bring information, and I always go back to scripture. But this season, we're going to do some teaching together. We're going to learn some things. This process is about self-development, but it's about paying it forward and developing others. We all want to help one another, but do we really want to help one another? So I'm going to give you something that I wrote, and I'm going to leave you with that. And then we're going to go to the next. For over 401 years, you have been scraped, scrapped, pushed, and been crabs in a bucket. We have been sabotaged, set aside, lied to, lied on, and left behind. Because of that, there are cemeteries filled with people with unfinished dreams that were never realized. There is a purpose in every one of us. And in the Garden of Eden, there were seven streams that still exist. Seven rivers that flowed from the mercy seat where God sits. There is, therefore, God has promised us seven streams of income. Let me repeat that part. Therefore, God has promised us seven streams of income. That promise has not died nor been forgotten. I believe that in this season, we are going to propel, accelerate, and walk in our purpose. And with this opportunity, come on, God, it will manifest. There is a need to venture out and truly be authentic and reach out to these, to those that have your caliber of mindset. Now, remember, your caliber of mindset is the next level. So this is not the current caliber of mindset that you have. It is the next level that you will attain. And with this, and continuing to understand your mindset and have the hunger to not just win, but win together. We are not crabbing in a bucket anymore. We are pillars in the community, motivators for our families, and watchmen for our God. It is time to get down and dirty. No, you're not selling a product. No, you're not selling some tea to make you skinny. No, you're not selling deregulated gas or a phone service. You are sharing knowledge that will turn the trajectory of your life and your family into wealth. Stay focused on what you are here for. Quality-minded people, not just quantity-lazy folks. Let me say that again. Stay focused on what you are here for. Quality-minded people, not quantity-lazy folks. People that see beyond the present like you do. People that share your hunger for inheritance, not a pipe dream. Let's get it. It's time, guys. It's time to take the time out to press through, to stretch out, and to develop. We're no longer looking for someone to do it for us. We have to do this ourselves. And the only way that we can do that is by gaining knowledge and deploying the knowledge attained. This is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep, People in Power Purpose Podcast. Come on, guys, let's get it.